Wake up, America. It's Morning Air with John Morales.
Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning Air.
Bridging the gap for your morning drive. It's Morning Air.
It's a Morning Air. Morning Air.
Oh, what memories. It's Friday, April 21st. 2023. Muy buenos dias. Good morning and welcome to this special 20th anniversary edition of Morning Air on this Friday in the second week of Easter. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverins and studio producer Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for making us a part of your morning on this very special show. It is an amazing joy to be with you across much of America and beyond here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It was on this day, 20 years ago, at 7 a.m. Central, that Relevant Radio launched Morning Air with Jeff Cavins, the first Relevant Radio Network program, which aired on 9 stations at the time, including 10:50 a.m. in Green Bay, 13:30 a.m. in the Twin Cities, and 8:20 a.m. in Chicago. And, you know, when you think about it, today really is not just a celebration of Morning Air and Relevant Radio, but it's a celebration of you, our Relevant Radio family. You are, as Glenn Leverins has said so many times over the years, the best listeners in the world. And so we so much appreciate your support from the earliest days until today. I want to bring in our Morning Air team, Glenn and Sarah. Can you believe it? Today is our 20th anniversary of Morning Air. The baby was born 20 years ago, guys.
Man, oh man, it has been quite a ride. Absolutely quite a ride. I got involved a few months later. I started in August of that year, and then we almost kind of tagged off a little bit there, but I was the Morning Air fill-in news and sports guy back in the day, and it's been a long and interesting and very fruitful ride. I was Lutheran when I started, believe it or not, doing as much as they'd let a Lutheran do on the radio, and my exposure to Relevant Radio and that opportunity to pray with my fellow co-workers and learn so much more at the Relevant Radio studios in Minnesota really is the main thing, you know, with the Holy Spirit's prompting that led me into the church. So, I mean, it's been fun in a radio sense, but pretty important in a spiritual sense too, John.
No question about it. Glenn, I just want you to know that I am wearing my yellow original throwback Morning Air shirt with the official Morning Air logo here in honor of this big day. I know you have one too.
I've got one on too, and it's corduroy. It's I don't know if this style really lasted very long other than in the back of the closet, but it's yellow corduroy, and you can probably kind of hear it on the microphone. It's corduroy. So we got that on today as well.
Well, Glenn, all I can tell you is that this day 20 years ago is a day I'll never forget. I remember it so clearly. In fact, I've had the joy of going back and listening to recordings of that first broadcast, those first 2 hours of Morning Air with Jeff Cavins. Jeff obviously was in the Golden Valley studios there in the Twin Cities. Teresa Tamio, our news director at the time, she was in suburban Detroit. And then this reporter from my home studio in Glenview. We all sounded, thanks to technology at the time, and ISDN lines, we sounded like we were in the same room.
Yeah, the technology was great. And so much, well, I guess the entire history of Morning Air has had various announcers in various spots around the country. The original host, Jeff, of course, in the Twin Cities area. And then Sean Harriott joining a little over a year later out of Green Bay. Many years with John Harper out of New York. And myself being located in Minnesota through the years. And then we've had a few Chicago folks pop in like yourself. So the technology has, you know, that's been awesome to be able to do that.
Remember, I had a cup of coffee filling in for about 3 months hosting Morning Air back in the day after Jeff had left. So, yeah, this is a day to really reminisce. It's a day for us to celebrate. And like I said, we can't do it without our outstanding Relevant Radio listeners. You've said it so many times, Glenn, in all those pledge drives. They're the best listeners in the world, and they've been supporting us from the very beginning, and some have been listening since day one, which is really unbelievable. I just want to say real briefly, Glenn, that if it wasn't for Jeff Cavins, I wouldn't be sitting here, because he was the one who personally recruited me to come to Relevant Radio after I had been a guest on his show on Life on the Rock on television on EWTN the year before. So, you know, God works together in mysterious ways.
That's right. And one of those mysterious ways is going to be unveiled right here. And this is, I thought it's fun to kind of switch the safety off by opening the case, kind of like with, you know, weapons. But the old squeeze box is something that I've, you know, gotten a lot of mileage out of just by threatening to play it more than actually playing it. So we thought we'd drag that out a little bit today, too, John.
I love it. I love it. You are ready, my friend.
Carry on. I'll be in the corner practicing.
All right. Yeah, we bring out the accordion for pledge drive. So today is a special day. It has kind of that playoff-like feeling. Game day, as I always say, during the pledge drive. We have a special show planned for you. Bob Atwell, the founder of Nicolet National Bank and one of the founding fathers of Relevant Radio, is going to be with us momentarily. A little bit later, at the bottom of the hour, Marty Jury, the director of network operations of Relevant Radio, he's going to share what it was like on that very first broadcast, that very first show of Morning Air. And of course, the original host of Morning Air, Jeff Cavins, will be with us a little bit later this hour to celebrate this 20th anniversary of Morning Air. So big show indeed, guys. As we begin every single morning, we always start in prayer, giving thanks to our Lord for all the many blessings, always remembering that every day is a blessing, every day is a gift, and we always pray through the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn, and patroness of Relevant Radio, pray for us. Saint Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio and my hero, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit here on Morning Air when we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. As we do every morning, our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Believe it or not, this is the same power scripture verse that I shared on the very first Morning Air sportscast, the first broadcast 20 years ago today. The eternal message of trusting in the Lord is what it's really all about. Jesus the Lord wants us to trust Him with all of our heart, and He will take care of the rest. And we always pray with great confidence, that prayer that Drew Mariani prays every afternoon on the Chapel of Divine Mercy, Jesus, I trust in you. Our number, if you want to be part of our special 20th anniversary program, 888-914-9149. If you were around in the early days, we'd love to hear from you. You could always send us an email directly if you want to share any memories of Morning Air over the years, morningair@relevantradio.com. And of course, you can post your comments on social media. On Twitter, our handle is @MorningAirShow, as well as on Facebook. Now, today is this special 20th anniversary of the launch of Morning Air, but it all started a few years earlier when a group of Green Bay businessmen with really very little, virtually no media experience decided to start a Catholic radio network. This is what the vision of Relevant Radio sounded like in the early days.
Starboard Network's president, Sherry Brownrigg.
Relevant Radio is a vision to bring the message of the Church, our Catholic faith, into everyday life, every part of it. It means living the life that the Lord intended for us to live, which is full of joy, which is knowing our faith, which is having an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ on an everyday basis, talking with Him, knowing Him.
Founder and CEO of Starboard Network, Mark Follett.
I think Relevant Radio is the means of reaching people that are not being reached by the traditional church. And you'll find statistics that really say that we need to reach out.
Starboard's Executive Director of Programming and Production and host of Morning Air, Jeff Cavins.
We're answering the call to the new evangelization from Pope John Paul II, and that new evangelization really focuses on re-evangelizing those who have been baptized but perhaps don't know their faith that well or don't know how to put it in practice. And then we're also reaching those who have not been baptized who don't know Jesus Christ.
And joining us live this morning is one of the founding fathers of Relevant Radio, Bob Atwell, the former chairman of Relevant Radio and the Starboard Media Foundation. Bob is the chairman and co-founder of Nicolet National Bank. He has over 39 years of experience as a Wisconsin banker. Bob is also the director of Arians Company Board, Hospital Sisters Health System, Great Northern Corporation, University of Wisconsin Board of Regents, and of course, Relevant Radio. Good morning, Bob. Thanks so much for joining us. It is such a joy to be with you to celebrate this 20th anniversary of Morning Air.
Good morning, John. Congratulations to all of us. Great to be with you. It's been great to be on the journey.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm so glad that you said to all of us, because, of course, that implies our listeners. Without the fantastic listeners and supporters for two decades now, we wouldn't be here to talk about an anniversary.
Yeah, those listeners, I was thinking about the various people involved, and I thought, you know, same thing you just said. It's the heroes for me are the listeners and are the people who open their hearts to our Lord because of our presence on the air.
Bob,
and, you know, there were some challenges when we got going, John, and it really was turning to our listeners in humility and saying, we're here for you, we need you, we can't be here without you, and that's still the message, so.
Well, Bob, can you take us back to the beginning and tell us how Relevant Radio got started, the genesis of Relevant Radio? And I know that it had a special connection to Saint Pope John Paul II.
Yeah. I mean, my recollection is, you know, there were a handful of us involved. John Cabell, I hope you'll be getting John on the air. John, I think, spent hours and hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Mark Follett. The same. We didn't really know each other, but we kind of came together spontaneously. And I think we were all right about the same age, like 40, 42 years old, something like that. You know, old enough to have some confidence, but maybe too young to really know what we didn't know and couldn't do what we couldn't do. So it was just a desire in our hearts to, you know, encounter our Lord and to help others, you know him and come home to him. And we hear it every day, every pledge drive. Don't you hear that over and over and over again? Don't you hear people saying, just in gratitude? It's just so moving to hear people. I'm in Alpena, Michigan 2 weeks ago. Some guy comes up and says, are you Relevant Radio guy? And I said, well, yeah, I was around. And it was Pete from Alpena. He just launched into a story about having just found us on the radio and how much his life had changed and what it had to do with the challenges he faced. And that's really, I think, what Jeff and you and all of our hosts along the way have wanted to encounter people where they are and invite them along the road to come home. And it's always very moving to me to be involved. So.
Well, Bob, after so many challenges to get Relevant Radio off the ground and to finally launch Morning Air, do you remember what it was like on that morning 20 years ago to this day?
Yeah, I remember the first time we went on the air, which was 2 years before. And then when Morning Air started, it was very exciting. It was very, you know, it was very upbeat. Jeff Caven's tone was, and you know, you were around then. The tone was outward bound, engaging, inviting people, finding them where they are. I think there's a lot of different programs and ways you can do things. What we didn't want to do, we want to be faithful to the truth, faithful to our Lord, faithful to the church. We wanted to meet people where they are and invite them into a conversation. That tone of intimacy that we have on Relevant Radio throughout our programming now, and just there's never a bad time to come home to our Lord, you know. And there's no, you know, we want to be faithful. We want to encourage others to be faithful, but we don't want to just meet them with doctrine. We want whatever doctrine we talk about to be absolutely sound. We also want to encounter them where they are with respect and with joy.
Bob, did you ever imagine how far we would come from one little station to 210 stations coast to coast and around the world thanks to the Relevant Radio app?
I can't really say I thought we'd be as big as we are now. I think what it really is not only did you have, it was a group of people kind of coming together, and not in the spirit of control, but in the spirit of openness to our Lord, openness to each other, and just a willingness to persevere. And that's really what's marked the journey for me.
Well, Bob, there is so much to be grateful for, as Father Rocky always says. The more you pray, the better things go. So we continue to pray for our listeners, to pray for the success of Relevant Radio. And in gratitude, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for answering the call, for your vision and all of your efforts along with the other co-founders of Relevant Radio. We would not be here without you, Bob.
Praise be Jesus Christ.
Huh? Now and forever. That's really what it's all about. You know, back in the day, it was bridging the gap between faith and everyday life. And now, thanks to Father Rocky, our mission is bringing Christ to the world through the media. And that's what we hope to continue to do for another 20 years.
Yeah, keep it up. You know what, John? You sound young.
God bless you for saying that.
You were, but...
Hey, you know, the joke is I play a much younger guy on the radio.
Stay young at heart.
Absolutely.
Right?
Bob Atwell, former chairman of Relevant Radio and Starboard Media Foundation, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
We need to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by longtime Relevant Radio Director of Network Operations, Marty Jury. He's going to share with us what it was like from the very beginning on day one of the first Morning Air show. So stay with us as this special 20th anniversary edition of Morning Air continues on this Friday here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Wow. All I can say is, wow, so many memories. Good morning once again, and welcome back to our special 20th anniversary edition of Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday morning here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Morning Air and Relevant Radio has gone from just 9 stations, primarily in the Midwest, to a national Catholic network of over 210 radio stations coast to coast. And our next guest has seen it all from the very beginning. Joining us now here in studio is Marty Jury, the Director of Network Operations at Relevant Radio. Marty has been with Relevant Radio for 21-plus years when it was called the Starboard Media Foundation, and he has worn many, many hats over the years here at Relevant Radio. Good morning, Marty. I got goosebumps listening to that music. What's your reaction?
It hits you in a special way, and it really does take me back.
Let's go back to day one. Where were you on April 21st, 2003, when Morning Air broadcast our very first show, our very first network program here on Relevant Radio?
Well, I'll back up and say that the actual cutover happened at midnight that morning, and I was in the studio for that. That was all pre-recorded at that point, but that was the official switchover. So I did that, went to a hotel, took a nap for a couple of minutes, and then was back in for the launch and was pacing around the building about as nervous as anybody else was.
Was it sort of like a dad waiting for the baby to finally be born?
Yes, that's exactly it. I think, you know, without overselling it by any means, the stress of waiting for the arrival and then the stress of going through it, there's some ways you can equate that.
What was it like for you, having worked behind the scenes for such a long time before the actual launch of Morning Air, to see the dream becoming reality?
There's a phrase I heard early on. God doesn't call the equipped. God equips the called. And I didn't understand it until we launched Relevant Radio. Never have I ever felt in my life like I don't deserve to be here. I am underqualified to do it. You know, the same things all of us go through with something of this magnitude. But I saw it with so many other people that it was that, you know, the humble man never says he's humble, but that humility of the entire staff of, we're really overstepping and boy, this is going to work, but we're scared together. I think it's a big part of why this became what it became, because God did not call the equipped, it equipped the called.
There's no question. The Lord was with us then, just like he's with us today, along
Absolutely.
With our Blessed Mother, Our Lady. Take us back behind the scenes, that very first broadcast. You were in Golden Valley with Jeff Cavins,
yes.
who, by the way, will be joining us here in a few moments.
Oh, I'm his opening act. Okay, all right. I get it. It was nerves. It was nerves everywhere. Everybody's sitting down, and although we've practiced the shows and we know the equipment works, you have those first-time jitters. And when you go to press a button, and if you miss the button or you grab the mouse wrong and it acts a little bit weird and you're not used to it, you know, everybody does the, oh, no, it's not working. And we felt like walking on eggshells the entire morning to make sure everything went as smooth as possible. And the nerves were straight across the board. It was an exciting time.
And, of course, it sounded like we were all sitting together, but we weren't. I was in my home office studio in my apartment in Glenview. Teresa Tamio, who was our news director at the time, on day one, she was in suburban Detroit in her home studio.
Yep.
And, of course, Jeff Cavins was with you in our Golden Valley studios, which, by the way, were beautiful.
Thank you. That was a lot of work we put in there. And you're right. That I'll tell you. You know, you equated it to a father pacing around waiting for the child. The reaction I had was when we had Christine Mugrich finally on at some point during Morning Air, I finally had a chance to slow down a little bit. Everything's working. And I went out to the car, turned it on, and I lost it. I got just lost in the emotion when here's Christine Mugrich, and at the time, she was living in Rome, and she was in a Vatican radio studio on ISDN, and it sounded like she was right in the Golden Valley studio. So I heard Teresa from her home. I heard you from your home. I heard Jeff in the Golden Valley studios, and it sounded like Vatican Radio was right there, and the technology was working, and going down to North Carolina, up into space, off the satellite, down to a receiver, and then to my radio, and it sounded like they were together, and I thought, it's working, and I lost it. I mean, I'll flat out admit, I completely lost it. It was beautiful.
What an emotional moment it must have been for you.
It was.
You know, and ironically, Christine Mudrich, who was our original Rome correspondent, mm-hmm. the baton has been passed. Ashley Narona is our current correspondent, and we continue to live that vision of bringing Rome to home, being connected with the home office of our Catholic Church and the Holy Father. How did you end up joining Relevant Radio to begin with when it was originally a Starboard network? You did have a background in broadcasting and on air in radio before you ever became a technical guy.
Yeah, there was a point in my career where I was behind the microphone every morning. I also sold radio and did several things in the small market level that at one point I was doing 120 hours a week. It put me in the hospital. Shortly after that, we hired a few people. We built a team. The station was coming up in revenue, and they came to me in January and said, we love what you're doing, but you've hired somebody to do all the work you've been doing, and we have to cut somebody. And I got fired for doing my job. It was an awkward thing, but that's radio. You're not truly radio until you've been at least let go once. When that happened, it felt like the world collapsed, but within 30 days, I connected with a contract engineer whose biggest client was a group of Catholics who were trying to build one radio station. And that one radio station is now what we're talking about 20 years later with Relevant Radio.
Who would have thought that that one first radio station, 1050 AM WJOK Green Bay, would eventually grow like a little baby in the womb and today be 210 radio stations all across our country and around the world on the internet and the app? How much do you think that technology has changed since the early days of Morning Air and Relevant Radio?
This is where I hassle the morning guy. You come from a TV background. You told me that. That was the first impression I got of you.
Yeah, I didn't even know how to edit. You're the guy who taught me how to edit radio.
And at one point, you came into Golden Valley and hosted a Morning Air show from Golden Valley. Your first time, the board operator was taking a day off. So I came in and I board opped that first show for you. I think about that all the time when I think about technology. You don't even know you did this. I laugh about it to this day. When I turned the talk back on and I said, "Mike is hot," and only you heard it, you did the TV thing and you went like this with your hands and you fixed your hair. And I laughed going, "It's radio. Nobody sees you."
That is hysterical.
Now, how has the technology changed? Nobody sees you. It's radio. There aren't cameras in the studio. What's staring at you right now? A camera. And there's one back here, and there's one over here, and we've built studios with video as part of the design. Media is no longer single, it's multi. And that's a big change.
That is a huge change. And you know what, Marty? Still have the old TV makeup, and you're going to need to bring back the brush. Oh, my goodness. Yes, it has changed. Marty, I could talk to you for an hour. It has been such a joy. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Anytime.
Here in our beautiful Lincolnshire international headquarters of Relevant Radios, our beautiful brand-new studios, which you are also such a big part of in putting this all together. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. It's been a blessing.
The one and only Marty Jury, Director of Network Operations at Relevant Radio. We need to take a short break. When Morning Air continues, we have a very special guest. Jeff Cavins, the original host of Morning Air, will be with us to share his experiences of Morning Air and Relevant Radio from day one and the early days. So stay with us. There is much more to come as this special 20th anniversary edition of Morning Air rolls on here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
20 years. Wow. Two full decades that Morning Air has been on the air. And you look great, Morning Air. You don't look a day over 19. Hi, I'm Josh Raymond. I was a producer for Morning Air back in some of those early years, 2005, 2006, and got to work with wonderful people, including the legendary Glenn Leverance, the voice of Glenn's Story Corner. In fact, when we first launched Glenn's Story Corner, it was actually called Little Glenn's Story Corner. A bit of useless trivia for you there. I am so glad, John, Glenn, Sarah, that you are continuing to do what Morning Air has always done, help to inspire those listeners, all of us listening in the morning, keep us company, help us grow more in love with Christ, with the church. So congratulations, and here's to another 20 years. Come on now.
Coming up on Morning Air, a brand new program. We're going to talk to you about how we're going to change the world and the culture of life.
It's a Morning Air.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Cavins, host of this brand new program, Morning Air, on Relevant Radio. And a real heartfelt, warm good morning to you and a God bless you today. An exciting day in Catholic radio for Relevant Radio, part of the Starboard Network.
And that was history in the making. I have goosebumps. Welcome back to our special 20th anniversary edition of Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn and Sarah. It is such a blessing to be with you on this Friday morning here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. 20 years ago today, April 21st, 2003, at 7 a.m. Central exactly, Relevant Radio launched Morning Air with Jeff Cavins, the first Relevant Radio Network program, which aired originally on nine stations, including 1050 a.m. in Green Bay, 1330 a.m. in the the Twin Cities and 8:20 a.m. in Chicago. We truly were bridging the gap between faith and everyday life. That first show started with a man and a microphone, Jeff Cavins, the first voice you ever heard on this network, on Relevant Radio. In fact, a year earlier, in 2002, it was Jeff Cavins who personally invited me to join this new Catholic radio network. Joining us live, we are so excited to welcome Jeff Cavins, the founding host of Morning Air, to celebrate this 20th anniversary. Jeff is an author, podcaster, public speaker, and Bible teacher. He's also the creator of the popular Great Adventure Bible Study Series and the Great Adventure Catholic Bible. Jeff is also the author of several books, and among his other roles, he leads pilgrimages to the Holy Land every year with his wife, Emily. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome back to Morning Air, my friend. Thanks so much for joining. It is such a joy to be with you on this 20th anniversary special of Morning Air.
Well, it's good to be with you too, John. I never thought 20 years ago that in 20 years you and I would be getting together like this, but fantastic. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, likewise, Jeff. You know, God works in mysterious ways. He really, really does. And, you know, before we start talking and going back down memory lane, I just want to say here for the world to hear, thank you. Thank you so much for making that phone call and inviting me to be a part of Relevant Radio back in the summer of 2002 when I was on my knees praying, wondering, what am I going to do next after I had lost my job on TV? And sure enough, thanks to you, I am here chatting about our 20th anniversary.
Well, I still remember when you and I first met, we were in Detroit, Sterling Heights, and I was with Mother Angelica. We were there doing a conference, and you came up to me so excited because you went through the Great Adventure and you said, Jeff, I got to show you my Bible. I got to show you how I marked this thing up. And you, I thought, who is this guy? And you were so excited. And so we sat down, you showed me how you marked your Bible. And I never forgot that, the zeal you had. And that's probably what caused me to remember you for the show.
Well, Jeff, I'll tell you what. Yeah, you also included me on your program on EWTN, Life on the Rock at the time. So that's, you know, we reconnected at that point also. But I just want you to know, I still have that Bible. In fact, I have it here in studio with your autograph right at the beginning of the New Testament next to Scott Hahn. John, continue to live your life on the rock. Jeff Cavins, Galatians 2:20. So, very special wow. Bible for me, Jeff. I'll never forget. I'm so grateful, and thank you, my brother.
Well, if anybody gets to look at your Bible, it belongs in the Hall of Fame for marking.
I love it.
John with an autographed copy from the author of the Bible. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Hey, Jeff, it's Glenn Leverance.
Hey, Glenn, how are you?
I'm doing well. You know, and I joined a couple months after you guys got Morning Air started there, but Jeff, still very much in my broadcast life these days, working through my local parish. We recently did a study of your book, of your study on James, and then currently, Jeff, the activated disciple through the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis, part of the synod process, training us all up to be good disciples. And so still getting to see your smiling face and hear your great words and enthusiasm for the faith to this day, which is great. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
Well, Jeff, I have you know that I'm also grateful because I know that you were part of my reconversion experience, and the fact that I fell in love with the Bible, you were a big part of it at the time. And so I also want you to know that the Power Scripture, which we started on that first day, which I used to tag the end of the sportscast with, that still continues to this day. And just for old time's sake, we brought back today's Power Scripture. It was the same one we launched with from Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. So lots of memories, Jeff.
Good. Well, you know, the memories of the beginning of that show are really amazing, you know, and how the show came together, the naming of the show, and even the naming of the network. It was a kind of a magical time where you knew something special was being developed. And I had been looking forward to it because for me, radio was the most intimate medium. It was the way that you could speak to people on the way to work and getting ready in the morning and jogging and whatever it might be. And And so I've always loved radio. You know how it is, John and Glenn, that once you got radio in your blood, you never get it out.
No question about it. And it's different than television. It is intimate. And so you were able to bring that vision to life. Can you briefly share with us how you got involved with the Starboard Media people who eventually would launch Morning Air and Relevant Radio?
Yeah, well, Mark Follett had given me a call. I was just ending my time at EWTN, mainly because I just couldn't go back and forth because of my obligation to my kids. And so I was thinking, well, what am I going to do? What am I going to do now? And Mark got a hold of me. We met at a Vietnamese restaurant. I still remember it well, in Bloomington, Minnesota. And we talked about this idea, and it was Starboard Network. And I prayed about it with my wife, and I came to the conclusion that yes, this is what God is opening up for me. But we met over in Wisconsin, right by the airport. We were meeting about the network, actually, and we were all fooling around with new names. You know, what could we come up with rather than Starboard Network? And there were about seven or eight of us, I think, there, and people advanced a bunch of names. And finally, I said, you know what? And I'd been reading Gaudium et Spes a lot, The Church in the Modern World from Vatican II. And I said, you know what, whatever we call it, the morning show has to be relevant radio. It's got to be relevant radio. We need to bridge the gap between faith and everyday life. And everybody looked at me like, what? And they said, that's it. That's it. And that's how the name was actually hatched, was sitting in a place over in Wisconsin. It was just a comment from Gaudium et Spes. That's where the credit goes, is Gaudium et Spes. And then once we knew that I was going to be doing the morning show, we had to come up with a name. And I didn't know what to name it. You know, I was used to Life on the Rock for EWTN. And so I called my good friend Patrick Coffin. And I said, Patrick, I got this new thing going with this radio, new radio network. And I'm looking for a name for a morning show. And without even thinking, in fact, I talked to him about this 3 days ago, just now. He said, I didn't even really give it any thought. I just said, Morning Air. And I said, that's it. I love it. That's it. And that's how the
simple
it was. That's how the name came. That's how it came about.
Oh, my goodness. So we need to put an asterisk behind the Morning Air name and always give credit to Patrick Coffin. That is awesome. I know that you had met Saint John Paul II, the Holy Father, right, just literally weeks before the launch of Relevant Radio and Morning Air. How instrumental was that vision of the Holy Father, that new evangelization what ended up being the launch of Morning Air and Relevant Radio?
Well, my hero was John Paul II. Even before I came back to the Catholic Church, as a Protestant pastor, I had a list of the top 10 people I wanted to meet in my life. And John Paul II was at the top of that list. And I got a call from got a letter from his secretary. And it was about a year before he passed away, and said that you can come in and we'll try to get you in to see him in his private library. And I had been trying all those years, because I covered John Paul II on EWTN. I covered him in Paris and Rome and Toronto and St. Louis and all over the world. But, you know, he's always 8 feet away from me, but we could never talk or anything. And so we went over there we still didn't know if it was going to be really possible to do it. You know, there was a few friends with us there. And so we were over there, and we got the letter. We got the letter at the hotel to say, come at night, not in the morning, but come at night. And so we did. And I actually went in with Steve McAvity, who's the producer of Braveheart and The Passion, because it was the last day of shooting over there for The Passion. And so we went in, and Sherry Brownrigg Kennedy was going to go with us, but she went back home the day before. So she felt horrible about that, of course. But we went in there, and we went into his library, and we knelt down before him, and we talked to him a little bit. I gave him a copy of The Great Adventure, told him about Relevant Radio, and he said, I want to bless your family. And I said, do it. And I still have, looking at a picture right now in our living room here of him blessing the children. And that was a real powerful point, especially when I looked up on his garment and saw on the shoulders embroidered keys. And you know, John and Glenn, what that means. It's the keys to the kingdom.
Absolutely.
And I got so choked up. I thought, put a fork in me. I've come to Papa. And it was a dream come true.
No question. In fact, I want to invite our listeners this morning, if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. If you remember the early days of Morning Air or Relevant Radio, we would love to hear from you. We're taking your calls for the original host of Morning Air, Jeff Cavins, 888-914-9149. Hey, Jeff, what do you remember about this day in the 7 o'clock hour 20 years ago with Teresa Tamio in suburban Detroit, myself in my home office in Chicago, and, of course, you in those beautiful Golden Valley studios?
Yeah. Well, the studios were – they used to be the studios of a rock station. And that rock station, Tom Bernard was the big star on that station. And so when we went over there, it was basically an empty place, and we had to kind of make it into a studio once again. And we brought our Macintosh computers, and we had a beautiful board made, for engineering, and it really, really was nice. And I remember right before we went on there, Laura Spaeth was my producer, and that's a whole story on how I got her. She was remarkable. She's married now and has somewhere under 30 kids. But she was my producer. And I remember that morning, you know, I remember calling you and inviting you, and I invited Teresa Tamio to be my news director. And before we went on the air that morning, I was nervous because you're looking at a blank canvas. I don't know what this is really going to sound like, you know, until we're done. And right when that theme song came, which that theme song was developed in Texas, and it was
Gerardo,
really
wasn't it Gerardo
yes,
Hernandez?
Yes, that's right. You got a good memory, Gerardo.
Shout out to Gerardo.
Yeah, he was a guitar player for that that Latino singer in Texas that was unfortunately murdered by her manager. I can't remember her name now, but he was down there, and he came up with this theme. And I was like, that is amazing. What a beautiful theme song. And all of a sudden, boom, that theme song hit. We were on the air, and the rest was history. It just, you know what? It went so well. And the reason for it was we had a really good team. We had engineering. We had you in sports. We had Teresa Tamio in news. A great Laura Spaeth, who's now Laura Fisher. And so everything came together.
And Marty Jury behind the scenes watching the baby be born.
Yes, and it truly was a group effort. It really was. So kudos to the entire team. And I think it kind of set the bar for Catholic broadcasting in a daily show, because it wasn't just a talking person. We really were a team. And you and I and Teresa would banter and talk and share with one another. So it had a lot of color to it that was, it was bright, fresh, dynamic, and very, you know, with the church.
Well, we have some banter for you. A very special clip from Memory Lane. A few months later in the show, when you were talking to Laura Fisher, and it's about Little Tiny. It's one of the memorable pro-life moments of Morning Air.
But right now, it's time for Little Tiny Baby Fisher. Hello,
right.
Laura.
Good morning. Today is day 81, and Little Tiny is doing really well. We heard the heartbeat just the day before yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And today, we are learning that over the next 3 days, the baby's spleen will assume functions supervised by the liver, the removal of old red blood cells, and the production of antibodies. It's good that I don't have to remember all this for the baby.
Can you imagine that? On your Franklin timer, you know, on your to-do list?
Yeah, exactly. That the Lord is taking care of all of this, and I just have to just be here and eat and rest
and do the
everything,
show.
Yeah, and everything will happen. Exactly. So day 81, 185 days to go.
Yeah, and we're going to follow every single
one
of
them. That's right. So a couple more days by the time we come in next Monday, it'll be the beginning of month four already. So
isn't that
the first trimester.
Well, congratulations. We're praying for you. We're praying for all of our pregnant moms that listen around the country following the development of Little Tiny. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl. We don't have a name yet. No. In fact, should we open that up to our audience?
No, sure. We'll take suggestions. No problem. We're not promising anything, but we can take suggestions.
Okay, Laura.
Little Tiny, I suppose, won't work. Huh?
Laura Fisher with Little Tiny.
How special was that, Jeff?
That was so good. I don't know if any show, radio show, has ever tracked the development of a baby in the womb every day for the full term. Of course, Little Tiny ended up becoming Big Thomas, and he's a man now. You know, he's grown up, but we all were there with her. It wasn't that beautiful, but every day she was so precise. The spleen, the liver. It was great.
It was really outstanding. A shout out to Big Thomas, please, and Mom. Say hi to Laura for us next time you talk to her, Jeff. I wanted to just get your thoughts on did you ever imagine that we would go from 9 stations on that day to now 210 stations coast to coast, you know, bringing Christ to the world through the media, and it all started 20 years ago today?
Well, no, I didn't. There was no way to do it. I think it's similar to asking the disciples, did you ever believe that you would feed 5,000 people with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish? And they're like, no, I had no idea that was going to happen. But that's a beautiful thing about radio, is that, you know, when people support radio, Catholic radio, they may give what seems to some people as a small gift, but that small gift in the hands of Jesus can do extraordinary things. And that's where you go from the natural to the supernatural, and God can do things to reach the world that we couldn't do on our own. And so that's the fun of walking in the kingdom. And that's what we did.
Well, Jeff, it has been truly a joy to hear your voice, to be with you here this morning as we celebrate 20 years of Morning Air. I so much appreciate you joining us. It has been absolutely outstanding.
Thank you. It's so good to hear your voice, and Glenn, your voice. And this has really been a lot of fun for me, and I appreciate you putting together that package to down memory lane. That meant a lot to me.
Well, Jeff, we can never forget you. You are the founding father of Morning Air, and again, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Jeff Cavins, the founding host of Morning Air, and of course, the creator of the popular Great Adventure Bible Study Series and the Great Adventure Catholic Bible. So it is now time for yet another episode of what was once called Little Glenn Story Corner.
That's right. We go back a ways to even a previous station when it was Little Glenn Story Corner, but hats off to longtime host for about half of Relevant Radio's life, 10 years or more, even Sean Harriott. And we got the Story Corner going in 2006. Here's one of my favorites from the early days called The Empty Chair. A man's daughter had asked the local pastor to come and pray with her father. When the pastor arrived, he found the man lying in bed with his head propped up on 2 pillows and an empty chair beside his bed. The priest assumed the old fellow had been informed of his visits. "I guess you were expecting me," he said. "No, who are you?" "Well, I'm the new associate at your local church," the pastor replied. "When I saw the empty chair, I figured that you knew I was going to show up." "Oh, yeah, the chair," said the bedridden man. "Would you mind closing the door?" Puzzled, the pastor shut the door. "Said, I've never told anyone this, not even my daughter," said the man, "but all my life, I've never known how to pray. At church, I used to hear the pastor talk about prayer, but it always went right over my head. I had abandoned any attempt at prayer," the old man continued, "till one day about 4 years ago, my best friend said to me, 'Joe, prayer is just a simple matter of having a conversation with Jesus. Here's what I suggest. Sit down on a chair and place an empty chair in front of you, and in faith, see Jesus on that chair. Now, it's not spooky, because he promised, I'll be with you always. And then just speak to him and listen in the same way you're doing with me right now." So I tried it, and I've liked it so much that I do it a couple hours every day. I'm careful, though. If my daughter saw me talking to an empty chair, she'd either have a nervous breakdown or send me off to the funny farm. The pastor was deeply moved by the story and encouraged the old guy to continue on the journey. Then he prayed with him and returned to the church. 2 nights later, the daughter called the pastor to tell her that her daddy had passed away that afternoon. "Did he seem to die in peace?" he asked. Yes, when I left the house around 2 o'clock, he called me over to his bedside, told me one of his corny jokes, and kissed me on the cheek. When I got back from the store an hour later, I found him dead. But there was something strange, in fact, beyond strange, kind of weird. Apparently, just before Daddy died, he leaned over and rested his head on a chair beside the bed. Isaiah 46:4, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you.
As always, thanks so much, Glenn. Many prayers answered today. Coming up next hour here on Morning Air, our Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona will join us to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Morning Air. Former host of Morning Air, John Harper, will also be with us to share some of his memorable moments. Plus, personal success coach Dave Durand will share his experiences from the early days of Morning Air, and Relevant Radio CEO Father Rocky will be with us as well. Stay with us. We're just warming up on this special 20th anniversary edition of Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.